The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Good morning. A very early morning to you, Jess.
Good morning. Yeah, it's just about 10 to 4 in the morning here, I think. I'm not really sure.
Not quite that, but you're very good to get up early to talk to us. Now, all sorts of things. First of all, CES, Consumer Electronics Show. What is it?
So this is one of the biggest and most important dates in the tech calendar. Brands from all over the world, brands that you know like Samsung and Sony and so on, will be here, as well as a host of other brands showcasing the tech that we're all going to be using in the next few months and years. Everything from, you know, the latest in fridge freezers and washing machines, to home robots, to fitness tech, to TVs, pretty much anything you can imagine is here, apart from phones. So you know, and we talk about them all the time, the likes of Apple and Samsung and Sony do their own big launch events for their smartphones. So it's everything bar phones is showcased here.
Yeah. Now, Apple, therefore, you think, don't have much business there, but they are represented this year.
They are, which is very, very interesting. I remember talking to you from here last year, and Apple did a big, they had a huge big sign across one of the big buildings here on the Las Vegas Strip, basically taking a poke at Apple, saying that, you know, privacy matters and Apple would never take your privacy for granted. This year, they've gone a step further, and their privacy chief, Jane Hovrath, is here. She's going to be doing a keynote, which is pretty unheard of from Apple's point of view. Usually, they are very locked down. They're very private themselves. They do things very stage managed and so on. But I think it's quite telling that they're here and engaging in the conversations here for the first time, I think, since 1992 or thereabouts.
Ivanka Trump is going to be there.
Yeah. Now, this is a bit of a weird one. So again, the, you know, technology, and as your texture there before you came to me was saying, you know, tech is in every single element of our lives, whether it is, you know, health and fitness, whether it's business, agriculture, and obviously politics as well. Ivanka Trump is doing an interview in the form of a keynote to talk about the future of work. And it's pretty safe to say that this is going to be a controversial one. The head of CES is going to be interviewing her, talking about, you know, how we'll all be working in the future. It's quite controversial because only a few years ago, the head of CES was telling people to boycott Trump and his family. There's also the whole discussion around China, what's going on with China and their tech companies and the impact President Trump is having on that. So that is absolutely one to watch. And that's taking place in about 12 hours time here in Las Vegas.
Now, what our listeners want to hear about are the gadgets, the tech that's coming our way. So what's big this year?
Well, it's interesting. There's no, I remember, again, a few years ago, it was, you know, voice control tech is coming. Voice control tech is now here. And the key trend that I've seen so far is that it's going to be integrated into pretty much everything you can imagine. There are a number of companies showcasing how they can integrate the likes of Amazon's Alexa and Google's Home into different bits and pieces. There's a company called Kohler, and they are a bathroom specialist, and they have a product called Moxie. And this is a shower that has an Alexa-enabled speaker built in. So while you're having the shower, you can have the chats with Alexa. Not pretty sure why you would want to do that, but sure, the functionality is there. There are other different types of functionality coming to your kitchen very soon. There's a company very cleverly called Smarty Pans, and what they want is a frying pan that can identify the weight and temperature of ingredients, which will then they'll guide you through how to cook them. So if you put a certain amount of pasta in with a certain amount of water, you then look at your phone and it will tell you exactly how long to cook it for. So a lot of bits and pieces like that, but CES, I suppose, is very famously known for its TV tech, and this year has been no different. LG and Samsung both held press conferences last night as I landed into Vegas, and we're looking at even more Notions TV, for want of a better phrase. So there's going to be no bezel. That means the little teeny tiny black frame that's around your TV right now is going to be gone. It's going to be edge to edge, as we've seen on a lot of the smartphones. We're also going to see flexible material. So LG, they showcased it briefly last year and they've pushed it out again this year. It's the rollable TV. So say if you have a box at the end of your bed, the TV can roll out from it. or similar to a projector screen, it can roll up out of the ceiling. But when it's fully formed, it looks like a normal TV. It is pretty remarkable to see in person, I have to say.
And how much detail can we ever observe, really? You've got, you know, ultra high definition, 4K, 8K. I mean, how much more do we need to see?
This is something that, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but every time I go to a TV briefing, I find myself tutting going, ah, here. Because, you know, I was at a briefing yesterday evening and they were talking about 8K. So for those who don't know, 8K is four times as many pixels as 4K. And it's 16 times as many as 1080p screens offer. Now, a 1080p screen, that's HD, so that looks pretty good. If you see a 4K, you can absolutely see a leap. When I was looking at the 8K models, I couldn't really, I don't know if it's more detail than our brains can pick up. The key issue with this, though, there's a few. Firstly, the expense. 4K TVs are just about affordable now back home in Ireland. 8K is going to be very expensive. The other point with 8K, though, is the content. You may remember a few years ago when 4K was coming out, people were saying that there's not going to be the content to justify purchasing a 4K set. Netflix and YouTube have a number of programs and series that are 4K content. But it's just interesting to see that we're continuing to leap ahead. The Tokyo Summer Olympics are going to be filmed in super high vision. But again, it'll be interesting to see how many people will be able to actually consume the 8K content.
And finally, Jess, a car from Sony.
Yes. Unexpected. Yeah, Sony have kind of gone off the boil in recent years. I remember, again, a few years ago when we started talking tech on this program, Sony were one of the key players in terms of smartphones. They've disappeared. They're still big in the TV game. But last night, they unveiled a concept of an electric car dubbed the Vision S. So this is a prototype filled with sensors and in-car tech, and it is incredibly stunning. So there's ultra-wide panoramic screens for driving information and entertainment. So as you sit in, instead of just having your normal windscreen, it is basically like a TV. They're trying to accelerate the whole notion of the future of mobility, green cars, the autonomous driving. There's, I think, 33 different types of sensors in the Vision S prototype. And it'll be interesting to see what the other manufacturers, car manufacturers, have to showcase. In recent years, I've spoken to BMW, to Ford, to Jaguar. They all showcase their different vehicles here. But I just thought it was interesting to see Sony entering this space as well.
Well, Jess Kelly, thank you very much, Jess, for getting up early to talk to us. Jess Kelly is at CES with thanks to Vodafone.